is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's top military commander says its forces now control 1,000 square kilometers or 386 square miles of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. The statement marked the first time a Ukrainian military official has publicly commented on the gains of the lightning incursion that has embarrassed the Kremlin. The general made the comments in a video posted Monday to the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky's Telegram post and channel. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack. After almost a week of fierce fighting, Zelensky confirmed for the first time that the Ukrainian military is operating inside the Kursk region and praised the country's soldiers and commanders. The Pentagon says that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. This, as the U.S. on Monday says it believes Iran or its proxies may launch a strike against Israel as soon as this week. The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain in a joint statement have endorsed the latest push by mediators, United States and Qatar, and Egypt to broker an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war. They also call for the return of scores of hostages held by Hamas and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid. A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the southern reaches of the Red Sea. The attack early Tuesday happened around 115 kilometers south of the Houthi-held port of Hodeidah. Officials say the ship saw at least one explosive detonate in the distance, causing no damage. Though the Houthis still did not immediately claim the attack, it sometimes can take hours or even days to acknowledge their assaults. They've also claimed others that apparently have not happened. This is VOA News. French prosecutors say they are investigating a British man who climbed the Eiffel Tower on the last day of the Paris Olympics. The incident occurred just hours before the closing ceremony Sunday afternoon, when a shirtless man was seen scaling the 330-meter, about 1,083-foot tall tower. Police intervened, evacuating the area around the site, and the man was arrested. He was released Monday amid an ongoing investigation on charges of endangering lives of others and trespassing at a historical site. That's according to a statement from the Paris Prosecutor's Office. The FBI says it's investigating allegations that sensitive documents from Donald Trump's campaign were stolen in a cyber intrusion days after the campaign declared it had been hacked by Iran. The FBI released a brief statement Monday that read, "We can confirm the FBI is investigating this matter." Two people familiar with the matter said that the Biden-Harris campaign was also targeted in a suspected Iranian cyber intrusion that is under FBI investigation. They spoke on condition of anonymity. The Trump campaign's claim came shortly after Microsoft issued a report detailing foreign agents' attempts to interfere in the U.S. election. Donald Trump recounted his assassination attempt in vivid detail and promised the largest deportation in U.S. history during a high-profile return to the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. The conversation with X's owner Elon Musk was plagued by technical glitches. The rare public conversation was much overwhelmingly friendly, revealed little new about Trump's plans for a second term. Musk, a former Trump critic, said the Republican nominee's toughness, as demonstrated by his reaction to last month's shooting, was critical for national security. Trump said that he needed an Elon Musk. He needs someone that has a lot of strength and courage and smarts. The pilot of the plane that crashed down in Brazil last week has been buried in Sao Paulo, becoming the first person laid to rest among the 62 victims. A hearse bearing the casket of Danilo Santos Romano rolled through the streets, a working-class region of Sao Paulo's east side, en route to the cemetery that lies beneath his apartment. Family members and friends walked behind the vehicle, and dozens of shop owners who knew him as a regular customer gathered on the sidewalks to applaud as it passed. Romano was 35 years old. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.